Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, and apparently at a park cutting grass. Matt, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm actually at a nature preserve. My kids are on their bikes. I'm sitting on a bench. Life is good.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, then you're not in the bubble, and give me your thoughts as to, first and foremost, when do we believe the whole band is going to be back together? Connaughton, Bledsoe, everybody's going to be there and working out and everybody's hopefully then cross your fingers tested negative for COVID.
Well, Bledsoe got there last night, so that's a positive. He landed in Orlando. He's in the bubble. He has to go through 2 days of quarantine and obviously, you know, come back with negative tests. But then potentially, I guess it's a 48-hour thing. So I would think that maybe by, Friday night or Saturday, he could be cleared to resume team and group activities, and we'll see how much they need to kind of get him back up to speed. And that's a good sign for him and for them. Connaughton, I'm not sure on as much, just because we only found out about his positive test back on, I believe, and so I'm not sure how far along he is in the process. But the team is pretty hopeful that he'll be able to join them sometime soon, maybe by the time they have their first game, but we'll have to see how things progress.
What does it mean if let me ask you this. I want to back up. People are looking at Bledsoe saying, okay, what's his postseason going to look like? Because at times we all know he has gone away. Do you give him a pass because he's getting such a late start because of COVID?
I don't know if he gets a pass necessarily. I don't know if any player gets a pass, like even if they've tested positive or not. They're going to have plenty of time before they play any games that really mean anything. The three scrimmages, then eight regular season games, and then their first round series will probably be against the Nets, or it could be against the Wizards. Either one, they're both bad, and they should stop whoever they face. So we're looking at September before they play like really truly meaningful games in the second round of the playoffs. So I think everybody should have plenty of opportunity to ramp up and get ready and be prepared for the games that are going to come then.
I look at the other teams and what guys are saying. Some teams obviously have had, COVID hit them prior to getting into the bubble. But have you been impressed with the fact that they've been really able to kind of control this? And when guys have mistakenly, as if you go down and collect food from an Uber or DoorDash or whatever, they've slapped him pretty hard, said back into quarantine you go. I mean, have you been impressed with the way the NBA has handled all of this?
Yeah, I think that the NBA came in with a pretty clear, coherent plan as to how they were going to do this. And if they and the Players Association agree that safety is paramount, then you need to enforce the rules. And so I think they've been doing that. They have ways to make sure people are social distancing from each other, wearing masks when they're not on the court. And that if they do, like you said, if they do kind of break the rules, there is a very real consequence. And it's not a consequence that is intended to hurt anyone. It's intended to help everyone, to make sure that if you leave the bubble, you know, you are going to have to, you know, be quarantined. And there are kind of some excused absences. Like, I know Zion Williamson is a big deal that he had to leave for some personal reasons. And there are ways of continuing to test while you're gone to lessen the amount of quarantine you'll have to do when you come back. But they've kind of thought about all those situations and said, okay, like, if you leave, here's what we do. Here's the protocol. Here's the plan. So it has been impressive. You know, let's just see if they can continue to do this for 3 months, because that's the big question. That's the, you know, multi-million dollar question. Can they do this and continue it for 3 months? But so far, the results have been good.
What, let's just say a guy like Pat Connaughton cannot obviously make it back for the start of the season, but you have to work them in slowly. This team, I've talked about this team versus the team last year and even the year before that. There's a different depth there. There's a different role there. It's not all Giannis. You've got shooting from the outside. You take a guy like DiVincenzo. Had they had him last year, maybe they even get over the top and get that last game and move on to the finals. But I believe this team is a deeper team, and there's a lot of role players that know their role on this team. Do you feel better about this team going into the postseason than you did about last year's team?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you look at it, they're still doing the same stuff, right? Their offense is basically the same with a few new wrinkles, a little bit more Brooke Lopez post-ups, for example, a little bit more Chris Middleton mid-range than last year, for example. And then on defense, they're basically the same. But you look at what they wanted to do over last summer, which was, we're just going to bank on every person getting better. And they did. Like, the guys that they brought back from last year's team, they've all gotten better. The guys that they brought in, you know, during free agency, they've all, you know, panned out the way that you would kind of hope or expect them to. And so they've hit on a lot of these guys. Like, Wesley Matthews has been, you know, really solid in what he's been able to do on offense and particularly defense. You know, Robin Lopez has been solid. Kyle Korver, he does what Kyle Korver does. But you mentioned DiVincenzo. Like, obviously, yeah, like, him having a full season adds a whole new dynamic to what they can do. George Hill somehow learning how to shoot the lights out, be the best three-point shooter in the league. That's obviously a major positive, major plus for them. And kind of the list goes on and on. But I think that when you hit on all those things and each guy takes the onus on himself to get better and to improve individually and within Bud's system, it's definitely created a better opportunity for them this year. That's for sure.
Wanted to ask you about the comments of Kyle Korver when he had said that he believes Chris Middleton, this is the best he's ever looked. He's quicker, he's lighter, he's got a hop. Chris Middleton talked about losing weight and getting his legs stronger. Giannis talked about what he did. It seemed like even though guys were in quarantine and maybe we didn't get a chance to see him working out, things that they really, you know, the leadership of this team took it very serious to come back in very, very good shape, getting ready for this stretch run. How impressed are you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what you have to do. If you're a team with championship aspirations, you can't put those on hold just because the season's on hold. If you think there's a chance that the season can come back, you need to continue operating at a high level and working out every day. And I think players individually, you know, took responsibility for that. And also the team, they created an infrastructure where guys could succeed and could excel. They had, you know, they basically took apart their whole training center and sent things out to guys so that they could work out wherever they were. You know, they had daily check-ins with the training staff and catered or you know, they had food. They had food sent to them. They were in Milwaukee. They were sending food to them, making sure they didn't have to go anywhere and they were getting the right nutrition. You know, they had tailored workouts so that when they were checking in with the training staff, like, you know, they were saying, hey, like, you know, Giannis needs to do different workouts than Eric Bledsoe. Like, there are different things that their bodies need. So they were making sure those guys were doing that and getting the right type of workouts. So that over that long period of time, obviously there's not as much basketball work, though, as Giannis alluded to, just because there were rules against getting onto a court sometimes, didn't mean that necessarily stopped anybody. But, you know, still less basketball work, definitely less team basketball work. But when you put the work in the gym, it can pay dividends down the road.
I wanted to ask you about tonight's scrimmage taking on San Antonio. So what are you expecting to see tonight?
Well, I'm thinking that we're going to see some rusty, not great basketball for a little bit from both teams. I would be surprised if either or both teams came out just playing really well, really cohesive, really coherent. There'd probably be some, you know, missed defensive assignments or sloppy turnovers, things like that. But I also think, you know, we are going to see, you know, get a good look at what the Bucks, you know, look like in terms of how they're able to continue what they've done in the past into this, you know, new regular season or this, you know, summer bracket, pandemic games, whatever you want to call them. And I'm interested to see, you know, how Bud decides to use the lineup. He did say that Giannis, he expected Giannis to play. How much are starters going to play? How much is he going to use his bench? Is he going to give some guys the day off? You know, and how hard do they go? I assume, like, you know, Giannis, for example, he always goes hard, and that's normal. But, you know, how many minutes straight can guys play and play hard? And will the team let them do that over the course of this 40-minute scrimmage? I think that'll be pretty interesting to see.
What when you talk about the system in which they play and the style of which they play, are you expecting anything different coming out of this long, you know, break, so to speak? Or do you think that because, first of all, everybody's coming back healthy, and secondly, the fact that Coach Bud, he's always been a guy that's kind of innovated things but stuck to his roots, but he's been through this before in kind of an abbreviated season working with Pop. Do you think he comes out and tweaks things a little bit?
I'd be shocked if we saw any major tweaks, especially in a scrimmage. I think they're going to kind of just roll the ball out there, you know, say, you know what, guys, get back to doing what we do. Like, you know, that's probably going to be Bud's message. Like, do the right things on offense, do the right things on defense, you know, practice rebuilding those habits and working together on those things. But they are who they are. I mean, they're playing pretty much the same way this year as they were last year, like with a few minor tweaks, like I mentioned, like Brook Lopez posting up a little bit more when he gets a smaller guy on him, and Middleton shooting more from the mid-range where he's comfortable. It's still not a ton, but it's more than last year. And then just kind of finding different ways to work through things. But they are who they are. They like who they are. They know that what they do works. And they're going to stick with that unless, you know, they're in a playoff series and they're forced to adjust things a little bit more because of the matchup.
Great to talk to you, Matt. Get back to the Nature Preserve. Enjoy the kids riding the bikes. And we will talk again soon, okay?
Sounds good. All right, great. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Matt Velasquez out of the Nature Preserve. A little bit of crushing of the feet and such, walking around. You can hear him walking around. It's almost like listening to a happy version of the Blair Witch Project. If you remember that movie from years and years and years ago. I'm kind of dating myself. But nevertheless, Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.